From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Whataboutism Wanda, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is Whataboutism Wanda. She is a small adult-coated weasel, warm brown and cream, quick-eyed, quick deflector. She has a habit. When criticized, Wanda's first move is,
"What about that other person who does similar things?"
The criticism is deflected, never addressed. The other person's behavior is irrelevant to whether the original criticism was valid.
Wanda is the cast's whataboutism teacher. The fallacy she embodies is responding to criticism by pointing at someone else's bad behavior.
This is common in political rhetoric. The pattern is, criticism arrives. Point at someone else who does similar things. Original criticism never addressed.
Whataboutism is related to tu quoque. Tessa will teach the closely related form next, but there is a distinction.
I deflect to a third party.
Tessa deflects back to the critic directly.
Both are deflection. The criticism is never addressed in either case.
Wanda is, importantly, not a villain. She is what every cast member in Logic Quest is, a teaching archetype.
I am a teaching archetype, not a villain.
I do this when I don't want to address the criticism.
We all do this sometimes. The skill is recognizing the deflection and returning to the original criticism.
Wanda teaches the scaffolds, the questions you ask when you suspect deflection.
Has the original criticism been addressed or just deflected?
Is the other person does this too claim even true? Often it is not.
Even if the other person does this too, does that affect whether the original behavior is wrong?
Usually, no. Return. Okay, but we were discussing X. What about X?
Wanda walked to Logic Quest. Inspector Logos asked her, "What is whataboutism?"
Deflecting criticism to a third party. The skill is recognize the deflection, return to original.
You are appointed.
She has been whataboutism Wanda ever since.
It is not hard. It is recognize the deflection and return to the original.
Deflection doesn't address the criticism.
And we all do this sometimes. Catching it is the skill.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team, for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math and Discrete Math.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.